This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This next conversation, let me try that again. This next conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights, check them out at taurususa.com. We've been having a lot of victories, whether you know it or not. One of them is Rick Grenell is now an ambassador. And it isn't just that America got one of its best diplomats finally on the job in Germany. That obscure, insignificant upper volta of Europe. It's that in fighting his confirmation, the Democrats again highlighted their moronic intersectional hypocrisy to voters who may have forgotten what idiots, what complete total idiots they are. Like this one. You know, respect for women and for people of different views and whatnot are essential for an ambassador anywhere in the world, announced noted advocate for women, Senator Robert Menendez, who allegedly focused his advocacy on underage women in the Dominican Republic. And then there's the silly likes of Chris Murphy. He's the Connecticut Democrat senator who's merely a clown, not one who is a pretend war hero, huff and puffed, about how Rick insulted women in part because Rick was mean to Rachel Maddow. But everybody should be mean to Rachel Maddow. That's a plus. The problem here is that Rick is gay. It's not a problem for me. And this was all some sort of lapdog whistle to the Democrat base to let their latent homophobia run free with the notion that gay men are gay because they hate girls or something. But the left can't escape the truth. Donald Trump just appointed the highest-ranking openly gay officer in the federal government, and he's a conservative Republican. And that's just one win. And there are so many, even the losses, like the withdrawal of Admiral Ronnie Jackson from his nomination to head the VA, have a silver lining. The people of Montana, who hate cowardly and craven mean girl antics, will no doubt punish that flat-top Senate creep John Tester at election time for his scummy lies about an outstanding American warrior. How about North Korea? No biggie, right, CNN? Time for another couple of hits with Stormy Daniels' lawyer about how the wizened stripper is finally going to take down Trump. Don't look at the men behind the curtain making peace in Korea. Nothing to see. Gee, looks like Trump is making it rain only with peace instead of singles. The Democrat foreign policy cabal is coming unglued as Trump notches another triumph. I would sure hate to be the Obama latte fetcher Ben Rhodes right now, but then I can't be him because I never worked in an administration that kissed the mullah's collective Khomeini and that was unable to get North Korea talking about denuclearizing their regime. And I'm also not a failed novelist as well. The Russia collusion thing is dying a slow, agonizing death, but not before the investigations reveal the stunning depth of the corruption of the Obama regime. It's only a matter of time until Andy McCabe rolls, and please, James Comey, you looming doofus, keep running your big mouth. So much winning. Besides Rick, we got Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. Mitch McConnell is confirming judge after non-pinko judge. Thanks for that. Every Trump judge is one less black-robed activist who thinks the Constitution makes it mandatory that you taxpayers chip in to kill babies, but that it has nothing to say about your right to keep and bear arms. Speaking of killing kids and the need of every free citizen to own multiple modern rifles and ammo and be proficient in their use, formerly Great Britain has provided several cautionary examples of what a world run by Democrats would look like. I've talked about Count Dankula. He got convicted of a crime and fined for saying words that the elite disliked. Another thought criminal got jailed for 8 months for flipping off a traffic camera. And then the Brit Stasi went on Twitter to brag about it and to threaten the sheep into submission. And worst of all, because his parents had a bad attitude about the UK single-payer system, deciding to kill their son, the Brit government decreed that the parents of Alfie Evans could not take him to Italy to try to save his life. And they finally got their wish, and they killed Alfie. And that's what the government can do when it rules subjects instead of serving an armed citizenry. Think about that the next time some leftist scoffs about death panels and your crazy ideas about not giving up your guns so you can resist tyranny. If any good is to come out of this fascist atrocity, it will be to wake up people to the hell of the future if the Democrats take power. And the left can't let the truth get out. Did you notice that the not-at-all-creepy gun-grabbing kid disappeared from your TV screens just about the same time the NRA announced that American Patriots had set donation records for giving to America's foremost civil rights organization? We're winning so much that they have to now spin the win. The economy is running at 2.8% growth. That's not enough. Well, then just wait until next quarter. Tariffs. Our opponents are folding. Unemployment is in free fall, and people are dropping off of the food stamp program. And this is a tragedy for the left, because they feed on those who need handouts. And one thing to remember, anytime it actually is happening, good news for America is bad news for Democrats. We did win the special election in Arizona, which the left spun as a loss because the victory there was not as victorious as Trump's had been. But we all know that the Democrats are super motivated this year to once and all stop normal Americans from having any say in their own governance, because leftists have stopped hiding what they really want to do, like disarm us, imprison us, and kill us. Normals, like us, are starting to get motivated. So the fact that so many squishes are throwing in the towel, Trump is the cleanser, and while in D.C. the Frito-Cons are panicking about a blue wave, out in America, nobody's looking at this. With the generic ballot gap narrowing, pretty soon Paul Ryan is going to start regretting leaving Congress to spend more time with his high school-age kids. Hi, Ryan kids, I'm here to hang out with you. They'll be going, Do you kids like the Def Leppard? It rocks. They'll be saying, Mom, make Dad go back to Congress. Perhaps the most culturally significant win involves Kanye West and someone named Chance the Rapper, who apparently needs to be distinguished from Chance the Poultry Inspector and Chance the Proctologist. Chance the Rapper morphed into Chance the Wuss when he kind of sort of backtracked about his thought crime of saying black people don't have to be Democrats. But that was out there, and that was huge. Major black celebrities are refusing to be told what they can and cannot think and are actively pushing back against the backlash. And there's a ton of backlash. The Democrats cannot afford to lose their lock on the minority vote. But minorities are now openly asking the question that terrifies the left. What have you done for us lately besides run your Chardonnay-guzzling mouths? So don't be down, and don't be discouraged. We are winning. And somewhere in a dark room, Pantsuit is sitting there, sucking down tumblers of Canadian Club and dreaming of the American Venezuela that might have been. But alas, will not be. So smile and try to endure all of this winning. It is truly a beautiful thing. The blue wave is no such thing. We'll see. If you look out there, it's not actually happening. It's happening in the press, of course. And it's happening in the polls. Except this time the polls are, they learn their lesson. They're like, maybe we need to sort of narrow this down a little bit just in case it goes the way we don't intend for it to go. They're trying to adapt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. There's been a congressional committee that has looked at this, and they state that a large EMP, electromagnetic pulse, inundating America could cause 90% of Americans to die. The EMP It's going to happen at some point in the future. That is inevitable. The dead Americans are not. Now, there's a guy named Dr. Peter Pry. He has two PhDs and a certificate on nuclear weapon design. Worked at the CIA for a decade. Worked in the House on the House Armed Services Committee. And now serves as director, or served as director, of the EMP committee. And he explained that an EMP can happen in a few different ways. If an adversary attacks America using nuclear weapons, or naturally via a large solar storm. The reason why a large EMP hitting Earth is inevitable is that solar storms are inevitable. They happen regularly. The only question is when a large one will cross Earth's path. For instance, NASA reported that if a solar superstorm from 2012 had happened just 1 week earlier, it would have blasted the Earth with a catastrophic EMP. This is a slot machine that we play every day. And eventually, we're going to hit the jackpot. We've actually been hit by a large solar storm in 1859, the Carrington event. Melted circuits caused forest fires when telegraph wires burst into flames and even destroyed the transatlantic cable placed miles beneath the surface of the ocean. Electronics nowadays are more sensitive, far more sensitive, and thus even more vulnerable to an EMP. The next Carrington event will destroy electronics around the entire world. Refrigerators will stop cooling food, gas pumps will stop working, even tap water will stop flowing. Survivalists who live in rural America may be okay. Many Americans live in cities. That's where everybody wants us to go, right? And they are no longer equipped with the skills to live on their own. Of particular worry is the fact that the extra high voltage transformers, which our electric grid depends on, will be wrecked. North American grid has 2,000 of these transformers. They're so huge and difficult to make that the worldwide capacity for manufacturing new ones is just 200 a year. And we don't even make these anymore. We import them. Who's in charge of that? It would take years to replace our transformers in a best-case scenario. So, thus, Americans would be without electricity indefinitely. Also problematic is the fact that there wouldn't be electricity to use to restore the electric grid. Now, beyond a solar storm, is the other possibility of an EMP caused by a nuclear strike, specifically a single nuclear warhead detonated 100 miles above Kansas, would create an electromagnetic wave that would propagate down and outward and destroy the entire electric grid, including the transformers. The nuclear bomb EMP effect was confirmed by the 1962 Starfish Prime test. A nuclear bomb was detonated 250 miles above the Pacific Ocean. It knocked out some electrical equipment almost 1,000 miles away in Hawaii. And Starfish Prime was done with a primitive nuclear weapon. Since then, some countries have developed specialized nuclear warheads for the exact purpose of creating a larger EMP effect. Dr. William Graham, President Reagan's science advisor, wrote in 2004, two Russian generals, both EMP experts, warned the EMP Commission that the design for Russia's super EMP warhead, capable of generating high-intensity EMP fields of 200,000 volts per meter, was accidentally transferred to North Korea. Now, many would assume that we're safe from a nuclear EMP attack due to the doctrine of mutually assured destruction, but the world is changing, and there are numerous tricky attack vectors that may appear attractive to an aggressor. Iran could undertake the attack for religious reasons. North Korea could give a nuclear bomb to terrorists. China could coerce North Korea into attacking and then deny all responsibility. We don't have to play the slot machine, though. It would only take $2 to $3 billion to harden the electric grid to protect the core components, which are difficult to replace. Then when an EMP does hit, we can restore electricity. $2 or $3 billion. Given the gargantuan budget that we have for the military, that seems to be sort of a straightforward matter, and this lack of preparedness has dragged on for far too long. Naive politicians who wanted to ignore the problem, it's not going to go away. The physics doesn't work like that. This is a fixable problem. But this is one reason why weapons are a good thing to have, simply because weapons are not subject to EMP. They're not. Weapons will continue to work. And you will need them. You'll need them to hunt. You'll need to have a little bit of know-how on how to, you know, filter water. And if you can hunt and filter water, well, you may make it. There's going to be some other things that are going to go awry. I'm now dependent on an albuterol inhaler. And that'll be gone. I don't know how bad that will impact me, because I did without one for decades, and I didn't even know I had asthma. I also take blood pressure medication. That'll be gone. Some people that are diabetic, that are really dependent upon insulin, that'll be gone. So preparation is not something that, you know, we need to leave to the last minute. And it has always been that way. Chance favors the prepared mind. It's just these folks that don't believe that that is the problem. But the EMP event is inevitable. It just simply is a matter of who's it going to be. Is it going to be the sun, or is it going to be an aggressor? So knowing that, what are you doing to try to make the government harden our infrastructure to where when it does hit, okay, I can't use my Keurig coffee maker anymore, but I can light the house. I'll have to get a new Keurig coffee maker. And I'll be able to get a new Keurig coffee maker because I'll be able, there'll be electricity out there for somebody to go make one. And I can't believe we don't make transformers of this type anymore. 200 per year for the entire world. Whose smoking hot idea was that one? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump took part in the official G7 summit welcoming ceremony. Before leaving for the summit, the president did a little Q&A with reporters and was asked about Melania Trump.
First lady is great, right there. She has to, and she wanted to go. Can't fly for 1 month.
A former top security officer for the Senate Intelligence Committee was arrested yesterday and charged with lying about leaks of classified information. Congressman Steve Russell was on the House Armed Services Committee. He talks about what it means for us to have a free press.
It's a trust. It's a trust between the people that we draw our power to consent We have our power from the consent of the people. Can they trust us with detailed information? So I think what you have here is a clear warning shot across the bow that if you are violating that trust, you will have consequences.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat, California. Like many gun control activists, he wants assault weapons off the street. His proposal is sort of radical. Instead of being just a tired old man, he's suggesting a buyback program. He shared his idea in an op-ed for USA Today. Reinstating the federal assault weapons ban that was in effect from 1994 to 2004 would prohibit manufacture and sales, but it would not affect weapons already possessed. This would leave millions of assault weapons in our communities for decades to come. Instead, we should ban possession of military-style semi-automatic assault weapons. We should buy back such weapons from all who choose to abide by the law. And we should criminally prosecute any who choose to defy it by keeping their weapons. The ban would not apply to law enforcement agencies or shooting clubs. What is it about the shooting club that is so attractive? He decided to use Australia as a precedent. Australia got it right after a man used military-style weapons to kill 35 people in April 1996. That nation adopted strict new measures and brought back 643,726 newly illegal rifles and shotguns at market value. No, it wasn't. The cost, an estimated $230 million in U.S. dollars at the time, was funded by a temporary 0.2% tax levy on national health insurance. Swalwell notes that for the U.S. to employ the same system, the price would be a bit steeper. If the government offers $200 to buy back the estimated 15 million assault weapons, as they call them, in the country, for that instance, it would cost $3 billion. And if they try that, if they try to offer me $200, I'm still locking and loading. And it's a very big sum, but what is it worth to American taxpayers to not see our families, friends, and neighbors cut down in a hail of gunfire? Mr. Swalwell asks. Consider this an investment in averting carnage and heartache and loss. The shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. I guess since the kids are no longer in the spotlight, he has to take it. In which 17 innocent students and faculty members lost their lives, according to Mr. Swalwell. This argues and demands a drastic change. The Parkland teens have taught us that there is no right more important than every student's right to come home after class. The right to live is supreme over any other. Parkland students like David Hogg have come to the same conclusion. Gun control is the answer. Oh, and the NRA is the enemy. Yet some of his peers and some of the victims' families believe the problem lies in law enforcement. Footage during the shooting proves that a few armed deputies failed to act for minutes. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said it's not his fault. Andrew Pollock, a father whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, has filed a wrongful death suit against one of the deputies and local mental health facilities who he says should have known how much of a threat the shooter posed to the community. Yeah. Yeah. Now, one of the things about existing in this world today is to simply not be a wimp, okay? As we move on. Maybe Kim Il, whatever. Maybe he doesn't denuclearize. But then, again, the roly-poly dictators seem to come around to our way of thinking. But maybe it's the lingering awesomeness of Barack Obama that led him into acts of unprecedented good behavior. Maybe it's just that he decided to be a nice guy. Or maybe it's because under Donald Trump, the United States stopped acting like a bunch of simpering wimps. Wimps. That's a playground term, isn't it? Unfit for a discussion of foreign relations and international diplomacy. Except that's completely wrong. Human nature plays out in the playgrounds. The lessons taught by run-ins with bullies and fisticuffs under the jungle gym are, in a lot of ways, far more important than the hoary discourses about realism and self-power taught in the very best schools and think tanks. If someone gets in your face and you break their nose, they're not going to get in your face anymore. You don't need to go to Georgetown to learn that. In fact, going to Georgetown is more likely to make you unlearn what is the most important lesson of all. Power means being able to make other people do things they don't want to do by hurting them if they refuse. That's reality. Our bestest and brightest are often taught the dime paradigm. That the components of national power are diplomatic, talking and cajoling, information, massaging and propaganda, military, kaboom, and economic, writing a check. Now, die is okay, but die is what you will do if you don't have a powerful M. But they don't put the M third merely because of putting it first would screw up the acronym. Our transnational elite does not want to acknowledge the indisputable fact that at the end of the day, the guy who can kill you and is willing to do so is going to win. Power is an infantryman standing on a piece of ground and owning it and the ability to keep him there. Terrorists can pull off a one-time strike, but they can't hold ground. Ask ISIS. You'll need a medium, though, because they tried to hold ground and they all died. America has the power. But for too long, our enemies dealt with a president they didn't believe had the guts to assert it to defend the American interests. And the elitists who used to control our foreign policy are not anti-war. They're just anti-any war that serves American interests. We can get into a fight in Libya with all the attendant appalling consequences from Benghazi to the flood of refugees, but only because they know that doing so will do nothing to help our own country. This way, their collective conscience is clear. In their minds, the only good war is the one where Americans die for nothing. Tribe A wants to kill Tribe B is who knows where it is stand, you know. Let's send a bunch of red staters over to referee that conflict while our non-gendered child, Caden, takes a gap year finding Z-self in Tibet. But a bunch of mullahs high on their 7th century apocalyptic garbage wants to nuke us and our allies. Better deploy some pallets of cash because we shouldn't ever fight for something as mundane as keeping those creeps from dropping a hot rock here in the homeland. Trump has his priorities straight. He has resurrected and embodied the Jacksonian model that fell out of fashion with the foreign policy establishment, but not with the folks expected to pick up rifles and deploy. Jackson, who Democrats used to appreciate back when they represented the normals, who go fight our wars, their new preferred constituencies of the fussies, you know, social justice warrior, and the virtue-signaling hipsters, would never be caught dead in uniform. And he was not afraid of righteous conflict, nor are most Americans. Remember the Alamo. Remember Pearl Harbor. Never forget 9/11. You guys might get one punch in, but then Americans are going to get up, brush off, and kill every single one of you. Because we're happy to fight if we get a good answer to a perfectly reasonable question that the foreign policy elite hates. Why is this particular war worth me or my kid's life and a whole bunch of money? But you see, we love to fight. And when there's a reason, and we just don't love to fight when there's no reason, like when our betters don't think that the war they got us into is actually worth winning. America's will was never broken by the Vietnam War. People sending their sons over there just figured out our elite didn't have the stomach to win and said, well, then the hell with it. They were done dumping the bodies of non-elite young people into a meat grinder thought up by a bunch of cruise-shilling Frito-Cons, leftist academics, and failed novelists ready to spill other people's blood, solving their hashtag-ready crises. And Trump gets it, and of course he does. He'd never get fleeced by Obama, like Obama did with Iran, and he will end that deadly charade. He grew up in the smash-mouth world of New York real estate. This is a guy that knows how to fight. He picked Mad Dog to run the military. Yeah. So, I get it. I like it. I dig it. This is a good time. We're in a good time. Although Ben Rhodes doesn't believe it, but who cares what he thinks? He's just a punk. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. The NORA was at the NRA meetup. I never saw them. They were led by actress Alyssa Milano and some other... You know, I... I don't have anything against Alyssa Milano. She's probably not the best person to take any financial advice from. She certainly is not somebody to give advice on how to take care of yourself or protect yourself. She attended the anti-NRA protest in Dallas. Primarily, she's a child actress, known for her work in series, TV, and her opposition to the NRA, suggesting people vote for candidates who receive no NRA money, which means Democrats, by the way, in most cases. And that's really noble of her. There's only one problem with her advocacy. She attended the event flanked by armed bodyguards. I really would have liked to have gotten some of the guys from Pipe Hitters and Spikes. You know, veterans all. I'm a veteran, to have gone to that little thing. I didn't even see it, though. In video captured by Ben Howe, NRA member Will Haraway asked Milano's security if they were armed, and the man clearly wasn't amused by the question. The guard said repeatedly, "I'm going to ask you to leave," physically backing Haraway up by getting in his face. "How far do I have to go?" Mr. Haraway asked. "I'm going to need you on the sidewalk," the agent responded. "Hypocrite," an observer yelled. "Alyssa, you're a hypocrite. You have armed security here." Milano's friends, meanwhile, had no problem denouncing guns while benefiting from her special protected status. "I will change the world," Carrie Pennebaker declared, posing next to the safe Milano. "Not one more gun death, not one more broken-hearted family, not one more," he said. The irony, of course, was lost on the Hollywood celebrity. She denounced the Second Amendment group. You know, the Green Party, take, for example, Al Gore. He feels like it's okay. They have moral license to pollute and have to have a gigantic carbon footprint so that you can be told the error of your ways about your carbon footprint.
So too do the anti-gun Hollywood celebrities feel that because they are on the right side of the gun issue, there's no hypocrisy in having armed guards protect their precious rear ends. And of course, the rest of us know better. Second Amendment gives all Americans the right to protect ourselves or hire bodyguards to protect them. Of course, it doesn't even actually do that. It just affirms the right as the founders understood it that we were born with. But along with a moral license, there's a towering sense of entitlement on the part of rich celebrities that allows them to lecture us about all sorts of behavior and ways of thinking, even Alyssa Milano, who's basically broke. We little people are in great need of guidance, and who better to instruct us than the empty-headed Hollywood types whose knowledge of any issue is dictated by a Democratic Party talking point or a script? We should all be pointing our fingers at and laughing at young Miss Milano, and at the same time, like I said, maybe you could worry about yourself and don't worry about me. Now, moving on, the implications of mental health purges, which we can also call the gun violence restraining orders. Observations are being out there today from people, that have been in other places, like this guy from the former Soviet Union that was commonly known amongst the general population. This was known as going crazy. Many of Russians thus suddenly went crazy, was then visited by the KGB, and subsequently disappeared for prolonged periods. Many were never seen again. The state alone, KGB, decided who was crazy and who wasn't, and there was no such thing as an appeal process or a second opinion after you were imprisoned, interrogated, tortured, starved, drugged, and neglected, sometimes for years. You might be returned to your family, assuming you had been broken sufficiently by their methods when you managed to live through it. But once again, most didn't. What the leftist snowflakes in our generation don't realize is that the exact same anti-gun laws they're currently promoting will be expanded and applied here just as if as they were there. After all, law-abiding gun owners have been eliminated. No leftist government has ever retained their useful idiots after their usefulness has been exhausted. The only solace is in knowing that the liberal morons will ultimately suffer the same fate as the law-abiding and the brave. No? You think not? You think the law is only about taking the guns away from the crazy people? And yet crazy people with rental trucks and kitchen knives and fuel cans and screwdrivers and even sharpened pencils are also dangerous because they can easily murder one person with their improvised weapon. And since these laws are about saving just one person, we need to utilize it to its full effect and eliminate crazy people from society because they represent a threat even without guns. Don't believe that? The concluding solution to the Jewish question wasn't the first law put into effect, but it was the final answer, if you recall. With this on the horizon, there's all the more reason that U.S. gun owners should try to reinforce our practice of minimizing the number of people who know we have guns and are always armed. All this needs to be carefully guarded. And we need to be very careful about what we say and to whom. And we've all crossed paths with enough disgruntled acquaintances, sometimes including family members, who might seek to harm us by going to some judge and insisting that we're crazy. A quotation from a Jewish partisan in 1939, when they've taken your guns, then they're going to come for your sons. And finally, Pope Francis. What would happen if the world took Pope Francis's advice, which he put out via Twitter? He said, "Do we really want peace? Then let's ban all weapons so we don't have to live in fear of war." That might suggest the inability to do violence on its face of it. In reality, it would mean the certain annihilation of the West as a civilization. He seems to forget the violence and the things that motivate it, hate, and envy, rapacity, plain old evil, do not need weapons. He claims, if he turned to the book that he claims to represent, the Bible, he would have seen this first act of violence, of murder, that of Cain against his brother Abel, didn't require weapons, just a violent and envious will. The brothers who were in the field
When Cain rose against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Genesis 4 does not shed light on how the first fratricide occurred, but it was most assuredly done without a formal weapon, maybe a rock or a branch, or simply Cain's bare hands. And it's from here that you understand why the West would be swept away without weapons and walls, another defense mechanism Pope Francis wishes to see eliminated. Same hate, envy, and rapacity that some non-Western people have for the West, understood in the context of a clash of civilizations, would remain. But there would be little to stop it, deter it, or keep it at bay. Contrary to first appearances, were all weapons around the world instantly to disappear? That would not lead to an even playing field where if it comes to it, men limited to fighting with their fists would more or less maintain the status quo. We live in a world largely defined by civilizations, and the people of the West are much fewer in number than those of the rest of the mostly third and desperate world. Already small Western numbers shrink even more on the realization that a great many men are not up to the task. This is especially on display with our interaction with Islam. You need to only look at the Western European nations where the interplay of emasculated Western males and aggressive Muslim immigrants is on constant display. And thanks to the latter, Sweden has become the rape capital of the world. And this is not because Muslims use weapons or are stronger or more numerous. They're still a tiny minority, but because many Swedish men have been so indoctrinated into passivity that they're not even able to protect themselves and their womenfolk. Was it always the case? His logic, let's ban all weapons so we don't have to live in fear of war, is unsound. There will always be conflict. There will always be a need. We better be ready. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.